Had like money on it.
Sounds like a rebate.
That's good, that's money, right?
Good morning, Mr. President, good morning, council members. Very pleased to be back and reporting back on the Milton Library. We have completed the project. We have managed to get the change order number 2 completed at less than you authorized, approximately 30% less, $14,000 out of $45,000. We had a significant amount of grout, which was needed to grout underneath the existing floor of the two-story building. Surprisingly enough, there was little void space underneath the single story, but there was a significant void space under the second story, the two-story building. We had a unit price item for that, which was incorporated into the change order number 2. So in essence, project completion, we recommend completion of the project and close out change order with savings in the amount of $14,451.75.
Have a motion?
I do have a motion for Milton.
That's all a pocket change.
Maybe in your pocket.
No, it was a difficult project, Councilman Wilson. BB moved based upon the recommendations of the Sussex County Engineering Department. The change order number 4 for contract 18-09, Milton Public Library, bulkhead replacement, be approved, decreasing the contract amount by $14,451.75 for a new total of $380,000 even, and that substantial completion be granted effective September 24, 2018, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract document.
Pleasure, Council.
How much money was it? I didn't catch it.
$380,000 total.
300? I thought I said 3 million. I'm missing.
Oh, no, 380,000.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
All yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you.
Can I ask a quick question about just Cole on this? What kind of warranty do we have? Because you said it was so tricky and difficult. The work's done. Do we have like a 1 year, 2 year?
Yes, we have a 1 year warranty. We continue to monitor it. You know, like we had these metrics before, where we checked the wall and floor settlement, but only in the single story. So now I asked my staff to also include the two story building to continue monitoring the.
But we only have warranties on the one story building, or what you're saying?
No, we have warranties on is the bulkhead.
The bulkheading.
Yes.
That it's going to work.
Yes.
Okay.
So that is we expect the bulkhead to have a 50-year life expectancy, okay, but you know, like I'm going to make sure that the floors are not settling any further.
So they wouldn't now use creosote, correct? Or they had to use salt treat?
No, we actually had to use steel. You remember it was not a timber bulkhead. It was what we replaced it with was a steel bulkhead. The original one was a timber bulkhead with a concrete cap.
Now, if the building starts settling, mm-hmm, is that the bulkheading guy going to be responsible for the building settling?
Have to do new core boring.
That's somebody else.
See why it's settling.
But who? Okay.
Now, for example, if the bulkhead would show a gap, you know, for whatever reason, there's a gap in the sheets, that would be a warranty item. If there's
going to be a bulkhead issue.
Anything related to the bulkhead
right, okay.
Is a warranty item.
Okay, and on the settling of the library, that may still continue because of the type of soils that it's sitting on. Maybe I don't. Who knows? And the weights.
The one thing we don't know about the single story will no longer, in the best opinion of the county engineer, the single story will no longer continue to settle because the new bulkhead is tight.
Right.
We have little information. I should say we have very limited information
on the other building.
On the original building. We have seen there's some exposed timber piles we've seen. There are some breaches in that. But there's now so much grout under that building that the void space should be relatively limited. But there's still going to be water movement because, you remember, on the outside, we have a compromised old timber bulkhead with riprap in front of it. Now we have hopefully fill 90+% of the inside void, which means the grout's not moving in and out. Only the remainder of the soil could. So I think it's probably even more important to monitor the two-story building. However, just because we're...
But if we see problems there, we're just we'll have to go address those problems. It's not the bulkheads issue.
The good news is, and I say this unequivocally, the wall of this two-story building is not moving. Okay. It did not move when we were pounding. It did not move under the highest vibrations. The only thing moving is the floor. So the floors and the walls are not connected. The floor is sitting on the old timber bulkhead, and that's the old. That predates the one on the single story. And it's good. It's not
okay.
Good.
All right. No, so I was just curious.
Because we checked the outside wall of the two-story building, Mr. Hawks and myself both checked it from the barge and from the inside. There is no cracks on the two-story walls. That's good.
Maybe Mr. Cole was inquiring. He's looking down the road as a future, maybe a future naming opportunity for the George Cole Library or something.
Thought. The sinking library?
Sinking library, like George
sinking,
Cole.
A lot of towns have sinking funds.
That's it. That's it.
For the water district.
Next, sir.
Sinking library.
Second funds.
That's Mr.
Did
that's
we,
Mr.
Did Burns. We vote on it, District. Mr. President?
Did we vote on that? We don't care. But we got talking about too many other things. Now we'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
All the others are carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next one is, again, I consider good news because we've been out at Route 54 way too long for my feelings. So at this point, we have, give you a little bit of brief history you see in the memo. We had an initial change order number one, which added the expansion you had approved. We had the original sewage expansion. You approved an extension of this expansion, which we then had to pay for in sewer, but we took some contingency items out. So change order number one was already a reduction, even so we expanded the scope. It has to do with the reduction in contingency items. Now that we are ready to balance everything, we have a significant reduction, but we also had three additions. One had to do with the grouting of a piece of the force main, the existing force main, which was shown off the drawings but not identified to be grouted. That needed to be grouted. There was an add-on. We had Deldot come in and extend our milling operations, which was not a unit price item, which had to be covered. And we had some of the sidewalks, which were not identified for removal on the church property, had to be removed in order to make the tie-in happen. And that's the pedestrian tie-in. There's a no-cost time extension change order change, which is in there too. So when you do the balancing and add the additional items which I had identified, you can see that the end result is a credit of $45,288.56 for a final contract amount of $2,178,273. So at this point, we recommend approval of the balancing change order and granting completion by council.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second,
Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank
now,
you, sir.
One last comment on this. We have a we have another Delta request on Route 54, which is the lowering of two manholes between Ms. Jennings and I. We made arrangements that will be handled outside of the contract, so the completion stands.
Thank you.
But I don't want you to think, why are these guys back?
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman. Presentation recommendation of the Robinsonville Road Infrastructure Use Agreements.
Good morning. We're here about three different agreements on the Robinsonville Road area and the expansion that was recently done. June 26th, permission to post notices for the expansion was done, and July 31st was our public hearing. The resolution passed for that expansion. At the presentation, the engineering department conveyed the intent to combine sewer infrastructure approach covering all three projects.
I'd like to chime in here. John and I worked this out here. Where we go?
Like a tag team.
The key thing here is two things. What he just mentioned, We're fully compliant with the cold rules. All three subdivisions have received approvals. Yes, I understand, Councilman, but it's important that we state it for the record. And secondly, that this is the first opportunity under the code, Chapter 110, which was approved by council early this year, effective July 1, and under the Chapter 110-97, we now have the first infrastructure use agreement before you, which has components of the existing infrastructure and proposed infrastructure. The original agreement was developed with Ms. Cole, which was a single use agreement, i.e. they're using our infrastructure, the county's infrastructure. The county, the assistant county attorney, Mr. Robertson,
yeah, one
is right here, helped us develop the amendment, which now also includes the proposed use of the infrastructure. And we presented these county-developed documents to the three entities which are partnering up with us to do this particular installation under that section of the code. It saves us two pump stations, two taps, a lot of infrastructure to be maintained in the long run, and the county has no expense. We get paid for all of our fees and services, and in addition, we get paid for the use of the existing infrastructure based on all the EDUs for all three different entities signing on. We kept them separate because they each have different signatories, obviously. So each one has an individual agreement, but we told them they can only move forward as a package. So there's not, the northern one can't move forward without the other two and vice versa. So having said that, that sort of tees us up for the three agreements, and I'll turn it back over to John.
Okay, so these three agreements have been executed and we've received funds covering the existing infrastructure contribution portion of the agreement. And the improvements contributions are due 30 days after council approval of the agreement. Each agreement is based on a pro rata share of the EDUs for the proposed projects, and that also includes any additional off-site parcels required to be served by county code, be it strip lots or whatever, that need to be served based on our current code. In addition, the engineering department would like to request to engage the engineer of record solutions, IPEM Incorporated, for the project containing the common pump station, i.e. Headwater Cove, as per the hourly professional services contract provided. So it's basically the three agreements and then another agreement with the engineering department.
And they have all the data. They have collected all that data. And
you have some motions?
I have two motions.
Okay.
Let me make one more statement. Yes, I know. But the fact the proposed infrastructure use contributions are based on the county engineering estimates. However, there's a reconciliation clause in the agreement developed between the attorney and myself, which allows the full recovery of any and all funds necessary above and beyond should that be the case.
Did they vote on it?
Not yet.
Not yet. You're put up for a vote.
Right now we are.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council approves the three separate use of existing and proposed infrastructure agreements with Bright and Simpler Farm LLC, Insight Homes LLC, and Double DP LP for a capacity catch-up contribution and an improvements contribution as presented on September 25th, 2018.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second.
Second.
Mr. Burton. Questions on that motion?
I got a question.
Mr. Burton.
So will if any of those other lots want to come on, that would be with our agreement or the three agreements?
Which one? Which one?
If there's any other yellow to that map, are they doing business with the county? Or are they doing business with this three-prong entity?
With the county. They will do with the county. We would do the same setup where we do an existing use of existing infrastructure agreement to do their catch-up on those funds.
And we would that can happen. We don't need their permission to.
Correct.
We clearly do not need their permission.
Okay.
Any more questions? Clearly.
Are users paying for this?
Yes, sir.
Even better, the developing entities are paying for it, not the existing users.
So we're going to make a profit?
We're not in the profit business.
No. We're going to be repaid.
We are going to recover any and all of the county's costs.
Our expenses.
Yes.
Well, the district's costs.
All of the district's.
Districts. It goes to the district, Sam.
It is an enterprise, is it enterprise project, and all the people involved in it are enterprise employees, and all of their time and material will be recovered, in addition to third-party expenses such as the design contract.
Right, George?
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes, I think that's a good agreement. Way to go.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I mean, those you carry. And your next motion, sir?
Second motion. Be it moved, based upon recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Council approves the surveying, engineering, and general consultation agreement between Sussex County and Solutions Integrated Planning, Engineering, and Management, LLC, for final engineering approval of the core infrastructure for the Robinsonville Road area as presented on September 25th, 2018.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on this motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Obvious. Motion carried. Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you.
May I add one comment?
Certainly.
Thank you, Mr. President. Leave it up for a second, please. Councilman Burton, if you see the white area completely surrounded by the yellow,
yes,
that is an existing subdivision. If the existing subdivision ever were to petition, they would have to submit to the petition process, but they do not have to have the requisite 50, but they would have the majority of the subdivision. We will present it to you for an extension. And then we have made sure that we can serve the various pieces of this through the infrastructure which has been installed. So again, and that's why I said clearly previously, we can do this without any influence by any third party, so that would be a future. It's not planned. We haven't received any petitions from the area, but it is awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have four grants for your consideration. The first one is Woodbridge High School Marine Corps JROTC Booster Club. They're requesting $2,500 for their 5K event fundraiser to support their mission to instill in all cadets a sense of citizenship, community service, self-discipline, respect for authority, personal responsibility, leadership, self-esteem, and service to the United States. There have been no past grants, Mr. Wilson, placed on the agenda.
Mr. Wilson?
I'll make a motion for Mike.
Made a motion for me?
It's your district anyway.
No, I think that school's in your district on Adams Road.
I make a motion I pay $1,250 and Mike paid $1,250.
I'll second that.
Have a motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Cole. Grant $2,500 to Woodbridge High School Marine Corps ROTC, JROTC. Being $1,250, Mr. Wilson's councilman accountant, $1,250 for mine.
Good move, Sam.
Questions on the motion?
Well, most kids that goes from Bridgeville goes there anyway.
You're right.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette. Mr. Arlette?
I will say, because it is the JROTC of the Marine Corps, I must absolutely be supportive and say yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'm forced into voting yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Next.
The next one is the Greater Lewis Foundation is requesting $1,500 for their Cape Community Fund. The Cape Community Fund facilitates short-term financial and in-kind support and agency referrals to residents of the Cape and Lopen School District who are in need due to unexpected catastrophic circumstances. There have been no past grants to this fund, Mr. Burton, placed on the agenda.
Mr. Burton?
It's $1,500?
Yes, that is what they're requesting.
I make a motion for $1,500. I think this is a...
I'll second for him.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Grant $1,500 to the Greater Lewis Foundation for the Cape Community Fund, Neighbors Helping Neighbors Project for Mr. Burton's Council MAC account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. Next.
Yeah, the next one is Woodland School House Association is requesting funding for the Woodland Heritage Festival. The festival was formed to bring awareness to the historical importance of Woodland. There is no specific amount requested, and there have been no past grants. Looking at the application, it looks like they're in need about $500, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I make a motion.
How much?
$500.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Can I get add $100? Because I feel guilty about sticking.
No, you don't feel guilty about it, yes, but you can add anything you want to.
I'm going to add $100.
You want to add it or just take away?
Add it. I'm going to add $100.
Instead of going to get $600.
Give them $600.
Well, Woodlands, that's partly is over our way, right? So.
Well, this is. No, this is over as far as you can get almost.
Yeah.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. You'll accept his addition to the motion?
Yes.
Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $600. Being $500 from my council bank account and $100 from Mr. Cole's council bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes, motion carried.
Okay. The last one is City of Seaford is requesting $600 for their annual National Night Out Against Crimes and Drugs. Last grant received for this event was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
Can I ask for how much?
We're asking for $600 this year.
Well, there's that $600.
Somebody make that motion.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Second. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlette, to grant $600 to City of Seaford Police Department's annual night out against crime and drugs for my council bank account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. Council member comments. Council member comments.
I have one, Mr. President.
Mr. Arlette.
I want to publicly thank the president's administration. I think that it's important for our public to know that this body, along with all other elected officials in the state of Delaware, to include the governor and lieutenant governor, all 41 state representatives, all 21 state senators, and each of the elected county officials from both Newcastle County, Kent, and Sussex have all been invited to the White House, and also to the West Wing for a day of workshops with their cabinet member level people. To better work with local governments to ensure that our mutual constituents are better served. So I want to publicly thank them for the invite.
Any more council member comments? Council member comments. Entertain a motion to go into executive sessions for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion? We'll take a vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wolf.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. We're now in executive session for those two.